Well, okay, hello everyone. Welcome to Eddie's podcast, Relationships and More. Today is going to be a little bit of an experiment. I just want you to be knowing that I am simultaneously recording on my platform as far as Anchor, and also I'm also doing this video. I just want to see how it comes out. The reason for this is because if it's on a video, then you're only going to be able to see it on Spotify. And so with the simultaneous recording of what I'm about to talk about with the other mic here would also make it available in the other seven platforms that it's available out there. So welcome, everyone. Hello. Hope everybody's doing absolutely fabulous in this beautiful new year. It's a new year. You know, I use the word beautiful because you know what? You can't say that it's an ugly year. Everything has to be positive. Well, not really. But everything should be made positive because you're the one in control. You are the one who controls your destiny and how your day is going to be on a daily basis. You can choose to be sad and grumpy and mad at the world. That's your choice. But if you run into this Puerto Rican, I'm going to try to cheer you up because that's the best that I could do as far as a human being, is try to cheer you up if I can. All right, having said that, we're going to move forward with some of the subjects that I want to talk about today. One of them being a very... how can I say this? You know, the subjects that I want to talk about today is going to be trust. Trust is one. Jealousy is another. And when it comes to jealousy, that should almost fall into the category of toxicity, because jealousy could become very toxic, very dangerous. There's nothing worse and nothing more embarrassing than having a jealous partner. I mean, depending from what end, if it's the man that's super jealous or the woman that's super jealous, you know, it could just be very, very embarrassing when you go out there into the public together as couples. And depending on who it's coming from, you find yourself talking peacefully with somebody. And before you know it, your spouse will come and disrupt everything, embarrass you, probably right there on the spot. They may have some class and they might call you to the side and say, hey, what the hell were you doing? Why were you laughing so much when you was in front of this guy? What the hell do you guys got going on? You know, when you're jealous, your brain is not thinking. You are like very irrational. And things just come into your brain that are not there. You see things and you feel things that are not really there. You just need to put everything in perspective. Get yourself straightened out. Take deep breath. Slow your heart rate down. Calm down. And this is the deal with the jealousy. If you have lost your trust on this person that you're jealous about, then why are you still with them? Because you're going to be making yourself and your life and their life miserable. If you love them, then you need to try to rekindle. You need to reestablish that trust. You need to ask yourself, why am I acting like this? Why the insecurity? Why do I feel that every time I turn around, they are going to leave me or they are playing me wrong? That's an insecurity. And you have to deal with it. Only you can deal with it. If you need counseling, take the counseling. But one of the biggest things that I always say, one of the biggest things that I always preach about is communication. You have to be able to communicate with your partner. Tell them your feelings. They, nor anyone in the world, can read your mind. Maybe the good Lord up there can read your mind. I'm pretty sure he can. But you, as a human being, there's no way. You have to ask those questions. You have to sit down. Make it nice. Make a date of it. Talk about it. And to be able to talk about it, you got to have the guts. You got to have the courage. Because as a woman taking it from a man, from a jealous man, she might not develop the courage. She might get to a point of being so dissatisfied and so pissed the fuck off about what the hell is going on with this guy that she'll eventually just walk away. You know, she might even lose everything as far as loving him. Now, let me tell you something. Sometimes some people strive on that. I'm serious. They feel that, oh, he's jealous. That means he really likes me. Oh, that means he really loves me. Oh, he really cares about me. And having said that, there's even some people out there that if they are slapped around by their partner, that tells them that they love them. Go figure. There is some people out there. I personally ran into a girlfriend like that way back. I didn't marry her. Nor was I in the marrying age. You know, I was still a young man. But I did run into a girlfriend that used to be slapped around by her ex-boyfriend. And I come to find out, after she does these crazy little things, like, you know, we're over there kissing, little kiss here, little, and then she starts biting on you, like, and you're like, what the hell is that all about? And, you know, and then it comes right out of her lips. If you love me, you would hit me. I was like, look, man, I was in shock. So much that I want to say that as of that that night right there, it was over. I actually, the next day, made contact with her sister, which was fine as hell, too. I tried to talk to her and ask her, hey, what's going on with your sister? I've heard this from her yesterday, and I was, like, completely taken aback about it. And I was like, man, it's not me. It's not the way I deal. Not the way I roll. And she told me that her ex-boyfriend used to, like, slap her around. Beautiful girl, man. And I'm sure that she probably grew up being a woman that probably was. And I say probably because, you know, you could run into a person that just likes the masochist. You know, they just like to have that pain. Being slapped around, I don't know about if you slap me, you love me attitude. I don't know about that. But I know that sexually there's people out there with that kinkiness, man. Tie me up, whip me. Ay, ay, ay. They love that. Being bonded and thrown around and put a leech on them and piss on them and shit on them and all that kind of bullshit. We know this happens. There's some crazy people out there with that kind of. Now, look, I've always said, man, I'm open to anything. And I literally am when it comes to sex, man. Let me try it one time, see how I like it. But I don't know if I'm going to like that shit right there. Tie me up, pee on me, shit on me, Slap me around, nah. You want to pinch my nipple? Pinch my nipple. You want to take a little bite out of my lip? Bite my lip. You know, you want to nibble on my ear? Nibble on my ear. That's about as far as it goes. You want me to treat you rough while I'm having sex with you? I could do a little roughness, but I'm not going to freaking slap your face. I'll slap that butt. I'll slap that butt, make it wiggle like jelly on a plate all day long. I'll slap your titties, too. You can slap mine right back. I'm not going to touch your face. That's out of bounds. Not me. No para mí. So let's get back to this subject of jealousy. I mean, it could start from the very beginning of a relationship, or it could start from somewhere in the middle after someone figures out that I really like this girl or I really like this guy. And then they start feeling insecure about everything. Then they start wondering where they at, where they going, when they're going to get back. Oh, man. Who they're talking to. Let me take your phone from you. I'll give it back to you, like, let's just say back when you're in school or something. And I'm only relating to this story because there was one that I heard in one of my ID channels where it's called Survive. And this girl was, this guy put a knife to her throat eventually. You know, that it got really, really bad. And she was happy, and she was lucky to have survived that attack from that cabrón. Remember the cabrón now. Remember that I said in one of my shows that these maricones, but I retracted that because in Puerto Rico, a maricón is a gay guy. And I don't want to disrespect my gay community. I do have gay friends, men and women, and I respect them and they respect me. So I changed it to cabrón because there's cabrones out there. And there's also cabronas. Damn, man, you know, there is some bitches out there. Vicious, vicious. Cuidado. When you run into one of those, you'll know. You know, I respect a woman that doesn't take no shit. But I definitely do not respect a woman that just abuses. And it's just plain down vulgar. Imagine, I have seen in my life, two beautiful women, I'm maybe walking with one of my boys. You get close to them. As you approach them, you say to your boy, hey, man, look, oh, mommy, look at, look at those fine, oh, my God, look at those fine girls over there. And the second that you get in front of them and they start talking, they just start that ghetto talk, it's a turnoff. It's like, I mean, in the words that come out of their mouth, crazy. You know, it just makes you think about, this is definitely not someone that I would hook up with if I was a single guy. Bottom line, won't do it. But the cabrones, those guys that go out there all looking good, they're always looking good. They're all good looking people. They got that gift of the gab. They let the girl know what they want to know. They let them hear what they want to hear. That's how good they are. They dress good. They dress sharp. They might even have a nice ass car. And you girls, you always fall for that. You always fall for that bad guy. The bad boy. Got a couple of tattoos, nice muscles. Nice six pack. He may even be a good lover. Because most of them are. Because that's how they get you anyway. They get you wrapped around their arms and they start making whoopee to you, man. And before you know it, you're like, oh my God, I've never. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they wait for those magical words to come out of your mouth. I love you. Oh, that to them is like a. Bada bing, I got me one. That's when the shit starts. That's when they start controlling you, trying to tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. Tell you who to call, when to call, how to talk. Yeah. That's when you start to realize that, oh shit, I made a mistake. How the hell do I get out? And you got to be vigilant. You got to start watching for these red flags. Just be careful when they're too nice to you. Just be careful because there's a reason behind everything. You know, and I know if you find yourself out there in the world walking by yourself, not someone to share life with, you could easily be vulnerable to fall for someone that's going to fuck you up. Listen, if you are a single woman, the last thing you want to tell a guy when you meet a guy that you want to date or you're dating, if you want to tell him that you're single, you tell him this. This is the magical words that you use to them. I'm single. by choice. I'm single because I want to be single. Right now, I just want to have a good time. I want to meet someone. I want to have someone to talk to and leave it at that. The moment you start talking about, oh, my ex was an asshole. My ex was this, or I just got divorced, or I've been without a man for this long. You got to be careful with those words. Those are invitations for these guys. Those are like green, pass go, collect $200. Let me get this bitch. Because you are vulnerable and you just open the door. And no, it's got to be difficult. It's got to be difficult when you long for that love, not to have someone to hold you and love you and kiss you. Little bite on that lip, you know? But you got to be so careful with that stuff. You got to keep your self-dignity always in check. You are the most important thing in the world right now. Okay? And you got to make them realize that. Would you feel bad to go to ask someone that you just met, can I see your driver's license? And they could come back with, why? I just want to see your driver's license. And if you don't mind, I'm actually going to check you on the database to make sure that you're not a criminal, to make sure that you haven't been locked up. Now, let me back up a little bit. You could ask that question without asking for the ID card. You could definitely ask that question. Have you ever been into any trouble? You ever been in jail? You ever been in any domestic situations? You could ask those questions. There's nothing that says you can't. And you shouldn't be embarrassed or ashamed to ask them. It's your right, baby. It's for your protection. Now, if you ask those questions and they tell you the yes, the no, to whatever you're asking, then after that you could say, you know what? I like you. I really do. But do you mind if I look you up and can I get your driver's license so that I can look you up? I just want to be safe because I have a child at home. And if we ever get to really know each other really well, I eventually want you to meet my child. And I do not want to put my child in danger, nor do I want to be in danger myself. Do you understand? Do you respect what I just asked you? And they should. If they don't, that's an automatic. Hit the door, baby. Yeah, hit the door, Jack, and leave as fast as you can. Yep. All right, I'm going to talk about also, you know, there's two phrases out there. One of them I talked about where I said the words, I love you. And I feel that, this is my opinion, the freaking Rican's opinion, that is a word that is being misused. Sometimes used too much. It's like you got to really decipher, what do they really mean? Because they say, I love you so much. Do they really love me? And I just feel that it's used and abused. Not used appropriately at the right times. That's one phrase. But how about this? This phrase, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. What the fuck does that mean? Because it could mean so many freaking things. But I'm going to tell you what it means to this Puerto Rican right here. It means that you're full of shit, number one. It means that you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, number two. And number three, you're fucking pretty immature to use that phrase to someone. Because you could actually be with this person, whoever you're telling it to, I don't know, a couple of years. Imagine that, a couple of years. And all of a sudden, after living with them, after maybe even having babies with them, after maybe even fucking marrying them, you're going to come back and you're going to say, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. I'll slap the fuck out of you. Did I just say that? I'll retract that because, like I said, man, it's not my business to. That's what I want to do. That's what I definitely want to do. I'd like to take you by the neck and ask you again. What did you just say? Say it again so I can slap the fuck out of you. No, I won't do that. But I'll tell you what I will do. This Puerto Rican will exit as quickly as possible. As quickly as I get my ass out of that relationship, I'll do it. Because that phrase right there, the ambiguity that's behind that phrase of you love me and you're not in love with me. Yeah. It makes me laugh just to think about it. I almost wish that someone could tell me that. If I was a counselor, maybe tell you, that'd be a good role. Here I am as a counselor. Do you love her? I'm asking, do you love her? And he comes back and he says, well, freaking Rican, I love her, but I'm not in love with her. Man, I'll grab the first fucking thing I can find on my deck and throw it at him and ask him, just like that, what the fuck does that mean? You're sitting in my office over here telling me that you have no idea of where you stand with this woman by saying what the fuck you just said. Could you imagine a doctor talking to you like that? Wouldn't that be fucking neat? If they could just bring it out to you, man, just tell you how stupid you are. Just to tell you how stupid you sounded saying that. I would fucking love it. Because that's what I would do. I would tell them, you one confused motherfucker, aren't you? That's why you're here seeing me. Yeah. Well, I love to kick you the fuck out because I don't love you at all. Get the hell out of my office. That's what I would do. But in all seriousness, do you agree with me that that's a stupid phrase? And I've heard it more than one time. I've heard it more than one time from people that I know. The thing is that I haven't physically was there when they announced the phrase. So I got it from secondhand, but I got it from a good source. And I'm like, really? Yeah. Let me peek here a little bit. Self-esteem. Yeah. There's a lot of low self-esteem. And that low self-esteem could cause jealousy very quickly in people. That low self-esteem can keep people from striving in what they really want to accomplish in life. There's many people out there, women, men, you name it. Their self-esteem is so low that the best shovel in the world won't be able to pick them back up. But picking up is what we need to do with you guys. Because you got to realize how important your life really is. You got to realize how important you are as a human being. You're here on this earth for something. You mean something, and you mean something to someone. You had a mother that carried you for 9 months in her belly because you meant something. You're living now, whatever age you're living, with low self-esteem, need to check yourself because you are important to someone. And you should be important to yourself. You should be the first person you're important to. You should never drag yourself down. You should never be your own culprit of being the one that's putting yourself down. You should be the first one that looks at yourself in the mirror in the morning after you wash your teeth and you put that cold water in your face to say, I'm going to have a beautiful day because I am a beautiful person, because I am loved. That's right. And then you go out there in that world and you smile to everyone that you can. And whoever doesn't smile back, so what? Who cares? You just stay being happy. Because happy is the way to be. Get that smile going, baby. Because you are important. I could meet you today for the first time. And I can guarantee you that this Puerto Rican will look at you as an important person. Because I may even learn something from you. There's something that you know that I don't know. There's something that you can tell me that maybe will make me a better person. Just like the reverse. Maybe there's something that I can tell you that will make you a better person. We can all help each other. But communication is the key, remember? Nobody has the magic wand to be able to read each other's mind. You can look at someone's eyes and you can tell if they're sad or if they're happy. You could do that. But you have no clue as to what's in that brain, what's going on in that mind, what's going on in that soul, what's deeply ingrained in there. That you don't know. On a daily, there's people out there killing themselves, committing suicide because they feel worthless in life. We have this because sometimes friends like us don't pay attention to their emotions. That's because there's cabrones out there that make them do that shit. That's why sometimes parents could also be corporates that start the whole ball rolling. Negativity. And that's unfortunate. Because, like I said, you're here, you're alive because you have a mother that gave birth to you, because you have a mother that carried you for 9 months. And no matter what that mother did in your life, you have to learn. You have to learn how to let it go. If you're pissed off at one of your parents, you know, excuse me, I could say you could probably be pissed off with your dad, okay. But pissed off with your mother, you better think about it. You better think about it because she gave your life. Your father just implanted you in there. Mommy carried you. And mommy is the one that needs the most respect. So no matter what mommy did to you, you have to let it go. Eventually, you're going to realize that your life is because of her labor. All right. I think I covered a couple of issues there. I want to tell you that I'm here for everyone. You have an issue? Send me an email. FreakingReekin@gmail.com. Let me read that email. Let me analyze it. Let me see the best way that I can put a show together for you. If you want to be in my show, tell me. It will be wonderful. We can go mobile. Don't have to come nowhere. We don't even have to meet nowhere. Literally. We got Skype. We got so many ways of communicating nowadays and put a show together. So remember that the whatever situation you're in, if you discuss it, if you have found a way to overcome it, you can enlighten someone else that has the same issue. You're enlightening them on how to get over it, on how to be better about it. So your words can help thousands, because these shows are heard by many people. You just don't know who's on that other end listening to your story. And you don't have to identify yourself either. I've had that. I've had people shy away because they don't want to be identified. That's great. If you don't want to be videoed, fine. If you don't want your name, fine. We don't have to use your name. I am going to, there is an app that I can download to disguise voices. I also think there's a gadget that I could buy to disguise voices. And I'm going to need it because I definitely want to hear these stories from these girls that have had bad relationships. And man, it just kills me. I can talk to 10 women. Maybe it's just me, guys. I don't know. Maybe I got the magnetism of magnetizing the ones that have had some bad shit in their life. Or is it just that bad out there? See, I've been married for so long, I have no idea. But like I said, if I talk to 10 ladies, 9 of those ladies would somehow tell me some bullshit about what they've gone through with their ex. The last one I spoke to, her ex in jail for raping a 6-year-old. For raping a 6-year-old. What kind of pleasure does the fucking man get from trying to put his penis in a freaking 6-year-old girl? I have no fucking idea. But those cabrones are the ones that we're talking about. So, I leave you with this. Stay happy. Smile, baby. Be confident. Move out there with the confidence of knowing that anything that gets put in front of you, you can accomplish. Anything. Do everything that you're going to do with passion. Stay smiling. Smile goes a long way. Keeps you young. Keeps those wrinkles away. And above all, respect one another. That's the major key. Respect. Adios.